Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Mike James. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite events here during the summer months in the Castle Country. That's going to be the 39th annual Outlaw Car Show. Mike, pleasure to get you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And you know, it's always fun when this time of year rolls around because this is a car show that is a true car show. You and I were talking about it beforehand, and you've used this point in your advertising for the event. This is a car show where the cars are the stars. They're the main event, not the sideshow.
Correct. We don't have anything else going on like the Arts Festival does or International Days. We just have the car show and a little swap meet going.
And for people who might have never been able to experience the Outlaw Car Show, what can they kind of expect from this event?
Well, you'll see cars that you don't see at the car shows down here. I bring in a lot of cars off the Wasatch Front, Colorado. We may even have some Idaho cars this year.
Now, that's really exciting. That wide variety of cars really leads you to see some things that you've probably never seen before.
Yeah, there's cars that you never seen, like my one friend. He's got a 33 Packard, and it won Best Packard in America at the Concours d'Elegance show.
And there you go. You're like we've been talking about, you have a chance to see so many spectacular cars, some award-winning cars as well. So always a good chance. And I think a big draw for this for the community is that this is a free event to attend. It's a $20 entry fee if you have a vehicle you want to enter, and you accept all vehicles. But for people who just want to come check out the cars, spend an afternoon in Schofield, it's absolutely free. And I think that's great for the community here.
Yeah, you know, get up there and support Schofield a little bit. They only have one event a year besides this, and that's their Pleasant Valley Days. And then we brought this up there, and it's really neat. Schofield's a real neat place, and people love it. They can go look at the history of Schofield. You know, Schofield's an untouched town.
Exactly. It's very untouched, very remote, but you got to give it to the people there. They do know how to put on a celebration. They know how to party up there. Pleasant Valley Day is always a hit, and this is always a big hit. Now, as always, as a part of this, you're going to have your Outlaw Fleet and Swap Market, and that's just another kind of drawing point for people to get out and check this out.
Yeah, you know, we have car parts, signs. I have another friend that's in the antique business. He brings some signs you'll never see anywhere except up there. He has 120 coal mine signs from Carbon and Emery County.
I know a lot of people down here are quite fond of our coal mining history, and who wouldn't be? It's part of our DNA, so it's really cool to have an opportunity to even just see those signs, let alone maybe walk away with one.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of stuff up there. We have the guy that makes our awards, he'll be there with some stuff that he's made.
And let's talk about those awards for a second, because you were showing me some of the prizes for this year's car show, and they're just as spectacular as ever. Some beautiful pictures that you have for some beautiful trophies that you guys are going to be presenting as a part of this event.
Yeah, we do the moonshine jugs, and they're made right in Helper. And this year we have different colored ones. We've got some green ones, some bronze ones, and some blue ones that he just showed up at my shop yesterday with.
You know, and I highly recommend you check these out on social media because they're just so good looking. I mean, I don't have necessarily the prettiest looking car, but it makes me want to perk mine up just a little bit for a chance at winning one of those moonshine jugs. You also have some incredible pictures that you're going to be giving away as a part of this, right?
That is a fridge. A mini fridge with a fish on it. And then we have another fridge that has an American Eagle on it and the American flags on both sides of it. And we will be auctioning them off. And we're going to turn the money over, one of them, to a girl here in the county that got in a bad accident last year. And then she had to have surgery again this year. And she's going to be off work for over 2-3 months. So I've just decided on the money off one of them fridges, we're just going to turn over to her because anybody could be in that situation anytime, and if you can help somebody, help them.
You know, absolutely. And if people needed any more reason to go out and check this out, the fact that you have the chance to give to a charity like that is just absolutely incredible. Now, Mike, let's talk about you on an individual level for a second, because this has been a very busy year for you over the past year, because not only are you hunting, hosting this car show, but you had the opportunity to be inducted into the Hot Rod Hall of Fame, one of the very few amount of car shows that get this prestigious honor. What did that mean to you when you got the call saying, hey, you're going to be inducted?
Well, I couldn't believe it. I got messages and I had to read it three or four times. And we are the only car show in Utah that's ever been inducted into the Hot Rod Hall of Fame. And it's just a real honor because you've got some real famous car builders and people that are inducted in there, photographers, you know, and I never had any idea this would happen.
And, you know, as you go into your 39th year, what keeps you doing the Outlaw Car Show? What drives you year after year to continue putting on this event?
Just something for the community to do. Like you said, it doesn't cost anything to bring your family out, you know, and just to see the smile on the little kid's face when they see the cars.
Now, if you ever seen a little kid at one of these events, you can tell they're just falling absolutely in love with the art form of these cars. It's incredible to see it and just such a fun event for our community. Now, let's say someone out there is listening. They have a car they'd like to enter. What would be the best way to get in contact with you to set that up?
Well, you can just come up to the car show, and we just register the day of the car show up there, and we'll register you, you know. We take any kind of cars. Actually, I think we got a couple Demolition Derby cars coming up this year that are going to be in the Demolition Derby next week.
So this might be one of the last chances you have to try and see them if they're going to be in that Demolition Derby. But such a fun time overall. Now, let's say someone out there is listening. They're on the fence. Should I attend? Should I not? What would you tell them to give them that final push of encouragement to come check out the Outlaw Car Show?
Well, it's been around for a long time, you know, and we have some really neat cars. Like I say, you'll never see some of these cars again unless you come to this car show. They may show them once and not bring them out. Like I have the friend that has the 33 Packard. He also has a 69 Camaro ZL1. They're so rare, and it's got 200 actual miles.
That's a rarity to find on any car, and that's on such a collectible too. Mike, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, yeah, if you want to get up there, you can call me at 435-820-8320. If you have any questions, and we're still taking vendors for our swap meet flea market, and we're still taking food vendors if anybody wants to come out and make a little extra money. You know, I mean, it's just a fun time. Bring the kids out, you know, let them see. They can go out in nature. I mean, Schofield's such a neat place. You can stop and go out in the trees. It's just a great place.
It's so much fun, Mike. Always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
Again, our guest, Mike James, and we're talking about the 39th Annual Outlaw Car Show coming up this Saturday, August 30th at Schofield Town Park, beginning at 10 a.m. and running until 5 p.m. Come check out the show, Where the Cars Are the Stars. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.